I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Oh my God, it's Friday. We're less than a week from Thanksgiving. The Black Friday things are already happening. I mean, some of those things are going on already because they're trying to keep the crowds down. Just let it wash over. Just enjoy it. It's Friday. You're not going to get to do anything this weekend. Nothing's going to be any fun, but it's still Friday. It doesn't matter. Friday. What do the people have to say, Ben?
Here are the things you guys sent us this morning. 800-400-3697. Let's see. Wishing my Alice family a healthy and happy vacation. You all truly deserve it. Also, I'm thankful for your show every day. But even more so during this crazy pandemic, I swear you're my therapist.
Thank you.
Go take care of yourselves and have fun with your families.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you is right. In regards to Giuliani, the Dark Knight movie said it best. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain. Have a great vacation. That's Eddie Baller.
Eddie Baller.
What's up, Eddie? Let's see here. What does this curfew really stop? Infected people can pass the virus all day long, not just between 10 and 5.
I kind of don't really see the point.
You know what's weird?
That too.
I actually think that it's really bad PR, especially when you're dealing with people who think there's like
martial law.
Yeah. That's sort of like, Gavin, did you think that through? Because I don't know.
I don't like the curfew. I think it's stupid, and I agree. I mean, maybe it's about making bars close down early so that people don't get so drunk that they forget to put their masks on. But we already had those off because we're drinking. I don't get the curfew thing, and I'm with you. I think it's like, I don't know what that accomplishes.
I mean, my thought was it's bad PR for Gavin, but okay. You know, I mean, I guess he's trying to keep the numbers down and probably was pretty
any way he can
darn happy with himself for a minute there. And well, then we just completely backslid.
He just went, all right, yay. No, let's do this. Woo.
650 says decades after inventing the mouse, Dan Engelbart became a professor at Stanford and for decades walked around unrecognized. Well, I mean, right. He didn't put his face on there and he didn't name it the Engelbart. So
that's true.
That who's going to know?
Nobody. You have to be told these things.
Right. If traveling in Hawaii during COVID, you are still allowed to laugh out loud or just aloha now. What? Friday dad joke from my fiance. Let me try this again. If traveling to Hawaii during COVID, are you still allowed to laugh out loud or is it just aloha now? I don't. Okay.
Are you just allowed to say aloha, not laugh out loud? I don't know.
It's not working for me, but okay. Dad jokes, I guess, aren't supposed to. That's the point. I think Robert Kraft made his fortune off of Kraft paper and packaging. Not sure he owns Gillette. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I thought that he did.
I did too.
That was sort of the thing around the Pats is that he's huge money and owns the whole thing outright. It's him. There's not anybody else involved. That's his baby or something.
I truly don't know.
If you like Evanescence, check out Lacuna Coil Swamped. You know what? I looked up Evanescence and it looks like they had an album out or have one coming out before the end of the year. So I don't know if
it
came
we'll
out
listen
and
to it.
didn't hit or if it
they
is
put
pending.
Albums out. There just hasn't been a lot of noise about them, you know.
Well, no, that was the whole point of me reading about her, Amy Lee, talking was they've never recaptured that initial, like, smash album that they had.
Yep.
And that happens. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a hard business.
Sophomore slump, baby.
Very few people can pull a Taylor Swift or an Adele or a Rolling Stones.
I can elaborate on that text. More texters are texting in. So it's laugh out loud, like you're spew them everywhere. It's mm-hmm. a low ha now. Like a low.
Just you have to go
ha. Ha, like, ha, 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 ha.
You can't laugh out loud. It's just a low ha.
Ha now. Like, that's what you have to do now.
I get it now. Thank you for explaining that because I did feel
I
like
get it
I don't
either.
Get it.
It's a low.
Thank you, listeners. A low.
A low.
All right. I've been explaining humor to my daughter and she'll go, was that funny? Is that a good joke? I'm like, that's not a joke. That's no. I'm sorry. I don't want to be mean, but
she loves jokes though. She does.
I know,
love
but
the funniness and
you just because you screamed what you think is a punchline doesn't mean that it's funny now. Like, we're working on it. Also, timing's a thing too. So anyway.
And less is more.
Vinny, I've been flying regularly for the past 6 months. Flew home yesterday from LA. Plane definitely fuller than Monday flight and far more families traveling. One key thing to share, there are very few restaurants open in airports, so travelers should beware.
You're going to get hungry.
You could go hungry. Yeah, that's not good. And then you're stuck in there too, starving.
Yeah.
No more bar for John at home by 10.
Yeah, I'm sure he was home by 10. I'm just sure he was lit.
Well, that's, you know.
Is he up yet?
It's his nighttime.
It is. No, absolutely. That is his for sure time.
My wife has nighttime too. I'm gone, and then the party starts. What are you going to do? I got to sleep.
The party starts when Vinny leaves and Sarah leaves. It feels great, you guys.
Wow, that could be great isolated audio. Tight spot down there, and not like I can move that pole. I don't know what
that is they talking about.
You.
Oh, you said that about parking downstairs.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It is a tight spot down there. Yeah, and that pole does not move. Down there.
People are lazy and irresponsible. Shopping carts left are a sign, as well as everywhere litter. As we expected, we expect people to wear masks. One of the things that was in the paper this week, and I part of the reason I didn't do it is just because it sounds so preachy to do the news story, but the number of masks and gloves piled up in our waterways is disgusting.
Awful.
And so the point, I guess, of the whole article is please throw those in the trash.
Right.
Please.
You think you're so great because you're wearing a mask and then it's on the side of the road.
Like, come on. Just like, make sure it hits a trash can. Or keep them in your car on the floor. This is what I do. The old ones go into the floorboard. The ones that can be washed go brought into the house, you know, weekly or whatever at the end. The ones that are trash go in the trash. But, man, the littering thing. Thought we got that handled back in the 70s.
And the plastic gloves are just, they're horrible. You know where they, I always see those outside the, oh, God, look at that. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That is so bogus. We're looking at just a waterway. If you draw out from it, it's beautiful. There's like mountains and it's the ocean, and then that's what we got. Yuck. Those gloves are all over those, like the Safeway parking lot. People like pull them off when they get out of there and just drop them on the ground. What are you doing?
Won my first radio contest on a dial phone in the 70s. Got me hooked on contests. So was so happy when the push button phones became common. That's how I was at almost all of your live Seeker shows.
Oh, yay. Funny.
God, will we ever do one of those again?
Yes, we will. I choose to be positive about
that. My grandpa had a trust fund all set up, but had this shady girlfriend for at least 10 years.
Oh, the shady girlfriend undermined the trust?
She tried to change the trust behind my family's back and always claimed she didn't want money. My family did everything for them. They eventually moved to assisted living together as they aged. Fast forward, Grandpa died from dementia, and she took them to court after saying the family didn't do anything for her and they should pay her to live in the most expensive senior living place. Went to mitigation, and now the family is paying for her at least $7,000 a month from the trust. Shady
wow.
AF.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, sounds like Grandpa was kind of shady too, though.
Well, you know, if you're living with someone and they're, it is sort of harsh to throw someone out of their situation because the one. I mean, I'm not taking anybody's side here. People who texted in, but it does seem like if she's living in assisted living and now this guy dies and she's got to figure something else out. I don't know.
I do. The trust is set. My ruling is no.
All right.
The answer's no. He should have rewritten his trust if he wanted her cared for, is my point, right?
Sure.
Rewrite your trust.
Okay.
Put your side piece in there. Make sure she's covered if that's what you promised her. God.
Carol Baskin.
Oh. Fun.
In
Happy
California,
Friday.
Healthcare workers are required to receive the flu vaccine or complete a declination form? Declaration? I don't know.
Declination form?
They're calling a declination form. Mm. And some facilities and in some counties provide written proof from the doctor for medical reasons they can't get the flu shot. If you don't comply, you are terminated. So why not for COVID? Okay. Yeah. I'm getting the shot.
As I possibly can. Yep. Give it to me.
I will take it.
I'm going to wear a sign on my head that says, I got vaccinated. I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
We'll miss my radio fam next week. Keep posting on Insta. Happy hour tonight. I'll be there.
I don't know. Depends on what happens at Bryn's house.
What's Bryn got to do with it?
Bryn's the crucial ingredient in the... what's Bryn got to do with it? He puts the whole thing together.
I know, but I mean, he'll start early. He'll be there. What's his problem?
That's true, yeah.
He does start early. He starts too early. You gotta start when we all start at 5 o'clock.
It kind of revolves around Cameron, really, you know.
Well, you just let me know. I'm going to take a nap so I'm ready for it.
You got it.
Thanks.
My first argument my girlfriend and I of 5 years ever got into was about Miley Cyrus. More specifically, because she likes her, and try as I might, I really don't.
They got in an argument about Miley Cyrus. Well, that seems
Everyone
silly.
Hopes Sarah will spend her vacation working out and get in great physical shape. Go for it, Sarah. Who wrote that?
What?
408 wrote that.
You can keep on hoping because that ain't happening. It's really hard to work out when you got a nice blanket spread over you that you're working on.
You guys realize you've been talking about this band for several minutes without identifying what band. It was Evanescence. It was when we were coming out of an Evanescence song. I thought we said it multiple times, actually.
You know, that's the thing, because we all know what we're talking about. We don't necessarily, we're not looking at it from your point of view, and we apologize for that. We're sorry.
What don't you get about it?
We tried. We actually do even try to remind each other to, like, who are we talking about? What is it?
Reset.
I think part of the reason the girl from Evanescence is speaking badly about that guy is because he treated her like total crap. That's why they aren't together anymore.
Well,
All right.
We don't know the ins and outs of their relationship.
I just think that as a fan of something, when you hear someone bad-mouthing the hit song that they've got, you go, what are you doing? Like,
that's your hit.
That's what brought me into this, you know, that's why I'm reading
about
you.
Brought me back to life.
Right.
Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, can I get a quick bad advice?
Oh. Well, we've only got 1 minute. Let's see.
Boy. let's see. Found out a friend is cutting me off because his fiance doesn't like me. Do I call for an explanation or to tell them off or just walk away without closure or defending myself? Love you guys.
Should we all say it at once? 1, 2, 3. Walk away. Oh, thanks for joining
us. Oh,
guys.
I was going to say call.
Oh, no.
Call.
Yeah. Can we call?
Yeah.
Just walk away. Oh, I love that tune. Oh, so good.
Yeah, I don't call. If I find out that someone's cutting me off, I'm going to help them out.
She just said the reason is the lady that sometimes people don't like other people. And she's saying, you're my fiance and I don't want that lady in my life. And that's the lady being you. And so you're done. That's it. She didn't like you. I mean, what other hurtful thing do you need to hear? Isn't that hurt enough? Just, you know, write those people off and move on with your life.
I've never understood that whole, and this is probably a flaw of mine, but that whole selling yourself to people who aren't buying.
Right.
Like, they don't want you.
Here's
Stop
the thing.
Stop pushing yourself on them.
The right thing to do is not call that person, but I couldn't do that. I would absolutely be the idiot going, but why? And try and sell myself. But I'm saying that, you know, if I could only take my own advice... That's the advice I would give myself. Don't. Just don't do it.
Or you can call. Just leave a voicemail kind of like this one.
I will personally kill you and Mara Kimmel, my goddamn self, you Jewish piece of living.
There you go.
Boy, it's almost like she's describing herself.
Does she ever recover from this? I mean, this is a Mel Gibson-sized mistake, right?
Dude, I pray she does so that she can... fall apart again. I need more Maria Athens from Alaska.
I am such a good person. Have a great Friday, you mother.
That's all one call, everybody. All one call. She goes a lot of different places, including murder threats.
Yep.
And anyway, on that
note,
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Friday. Happy beautiful fall day. We'll be back to say goodbye in just a second.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, happy Friday. We will not see you until after Thanksgiving, but we do have best ofs going, right, Brittany?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be, you'll
sure
you know,
do.
Tune
oh,
right in
good.
There and hear some stuff maybe you haven't heard before. And...
By the way, a lot of people, we didn't get to it when I read the text, but a lot of people wrote in about the leaving California thing, and it's shocking how many people are like, I used to be there. I'm listening now from another state. A lot of people wrote that in. It's trippy.
It's hard to make it work here. You know, it just really is. It's hard to make enough money to get decent housing, and it's just you might end up with a really long commute, and you just wind up being better off elsewhere.
Well, listen,
sucks.
Radio.com is there for you. So if you're leaving, get that app on your phone and you can take us with you.
Wherever you go.
Right.
Keep that stream going. Never turn it off. Now
on to the important announcement. Are we about to announce the new...
No, we're not.
Well,
I thought that you said we get to do it.
No, just go ahead and continue.
Oh, boy.
Continue with talking about
with
the big announcement.
With saying goodbye and happy vacation.
We're done saying goodbye. We said goodbye. Happy vacation. Right. Now
you don't want to make the big announcement?
Not right now. Who said anything about any announcement?
There's a big announcement.
Okay.
Look, people should leave. I can bet you they're going to let Jane make the big announcement.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to ruin. I don't want to, you know, step on Jane's big announcement.
Hey, also on Jane's big show today, at 3, 4, 5, and 6, you've got chances to get into this Dua Lipa crazy studio 2054 rave disco crazy party with roller skating and superstars. So listen to Jane this afternoon. Make sure you're here for the big Friday.
By the way, I really liked her, just for the record. She seems very nice.
I do too. Very nice. Don't show up. We've been having a fantastic back and forth. We text each other now.
You do?
Yeah, it's so much easier than email. We're not wrapping it up, Bryn. I see you trying to make us wrap it up, but we got things to talk about.
All right, tune in for Jane's contest.
I have a good one, you guys. I'll miss you. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.